stripe, yellow paint. I hear they're scared of it, but them pros ain't.
I'm a cheesehead, y'all cheese whiz. Pittsburgh Steelers, that's nothing. That Super Bowl ring, that's nothing. Bringing yellow, bringing yellow,
black and yellow, black and yellow.
Bringing yellow, bringing yellow,
black and yellow. That's not dual personalities of the same rapper. That's actually Pittsburgh native Wiz Khalifa's Black and Yellow. Obviously a big Steeler fan there. And Lil Wayne's version of Wiz Khalifa's song he recreated for his team called Green and Yellow. We could spend all morning comparing the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Green Bay Packers. We could talk about their play style. We could talk about their defensive lines. But there is one thing the two teams actually have in common, and it doesn't get a lot of attention. It's their names. I mean, think about it for a moment. They're not named for animals like the Bears, the Eagles, the Bengals, the Lions, the Colts. They don't take their names from a figurative creature, the Chargers,
Seahawks.
Right? The Saints. These guys are named for the tough, middle-class, down-to-earth working men and women who were the beating heart of their cities for decades. The Green Bay Packers, of course, named for the meatpacking company that first sponsored the team in 1919. You know how much money they gave to the team to sponsor them?
The Packers? The meatpacking
industry?
Yeah, the
first company? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
$250.
Oh,
cheap.
They've done well with it.
Yeah. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, founded in 1933, they were, of course, named for the steel industry that supported Pittsburgh for more than, well, almost 200 years. We're joined now by an actual Green Bay Packer and a real Pittsburgh Steeler, Michelle Geis, office manager and part-time meat packer, a wife of Andy Geis, who's the third-generation family owner of Geis Meat Service in Merrill, Wisconsin, just 2 hours outside of Green Bay. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And Don Gilmore, president of Steelsmith, Inc. in Pittsburgh. Your family, I understand, Don, has been in the steel industry for a number of generations.
Yes.
You know, I'm wondering, Don and Michelle, let me give you the same question, whether it means something that these two particular teams have such a connection to the economy and the industry of your cities. Don?
Well, I think that the Steelers have a big thing to do with the economy in Pittsburgh, the way that the teams travel and things like that.
Well, okay, first of all, what does a Steeler do? What's the definition of a Steeler? Not a football player, but an actual Steeler. Don?
You really made him mad there.
Yeah, that was the. Yeah. I guess that was an offensive question.
Well,
that? Michelle, let me ask
Super
you about
Bowl is tense.
A Packer. What is the definition? What's the dictionary definition of a meat packer?
Well, I don't know what the dictionary definition necessarily would be, but we personally deal with close family farms and stuff, and we deal with processing people's beef and cattle.
So like a packer is like a wholesaler.
Right, right.
All right, so probably at your Super Bowl party, you're going to have like the best deli layout of anyone in the neighborhood, right?
Right, right.
What are you having?
Well, we've got our Packer brats, which are like a jalapeno cheese. They got the green and yellow, and then we've got a Packer sausage, which is the same of the green and, you know, jalapeno cheese sausage, and then of course brats. You know, people love brats here in Wisconsin, and otherwise, pretty much anything you can think of when it comes to hot dogs and hams and just different assortment like
okay.
that.
Well, we have Don Gilmore back, president of Steelsmith in Pittsburgh. You know, Don, you're listening to Michelle there. She's, you know, she's got a connection to her Super Bowl spread. What? How does a Steeler set up a Steeler Super Bowl party?
Well, we're known for our tailgating, too, so we're going to have fun with it as well.
Well, tailgating on a steel tailgate, right?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, the thing about these two particular teams is that, you know, you're connected to the Midwest and you're connected to the industries that made the Midwest strong. Right, Don?
Yes.
Do you think that there's still a connection, sort of emotional connection between the steel industry and the team, or has it been too long?
Well, no, I really do. I mean, we do jobs all over the country, and our customers, they always associate what we do with the steel industry. And, you know, one of the funny things, we do jobs all over the country, and our guys that erect our buildings, they have hard hats that have the Steeler emblem on them. And it seems to be recognized more than anything we're doing. And I remember a story of our guy that runs our crew telling us that they met a person in Pine Bluff, Wyoming, that made the them supper for like a week because they noticed the Steeler emblem and they were such huge Steeler fans. So nice. It just, no matter where we go, they seem to run into people that love our Steelers.
And in fact, the Steeler logo was originally the logo of Steelmark, the American Island Steel Institute, and they stole it for the team. Not stole it, they got permission. They used it for the team instead.
Buds.
Now, Michelle Geis, it's not exactly the same thing in Green Bay. People don't find you from all over the country and immediately connect you with the football team, right?
Right.
Okay, so, but do you feel that there's some kind of, do you see the Packers as kind of representative of your profession?
What was that?
Do you see the Packers on the team kind of representing Meat Packers of Wisconsin?
Sure, I can, I guess I can see that. I went through everything with your girl the other day, and it definitely means something for Wisconsin and definitely for us, too, so... we're happy to be Meat Packers, and we're happy of our Packers.
Well, if you want the best brats in Wisconsin, you need to go to Michelle Geis's house. She's the wife of Andy Geis. They own Geis Meat Service in Merrill, Wisconsin, and Don Gilmore is the president of Steelsmith, Inc. in Pittsburgh.
Well,
it's
a no-brainer.
What?
Between brats and buildings, I mean, the Steelers are going to win. And brats are like this big. Buildings are
huge.
Time to get into the U.S. on record. Who's going to win the Super Bowl 45? Is it Cheesetown or Steeltown? Weigh in. Give us a score, 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll revisit this on Monday. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
Steelers are going to lose,
I'm going to Brats.
Steelers are losing.